Chris Myers. All right, you've got so many layers to you. We've covered we've covered that. But then yesterday I was asking, or the day before, I believe, I always ask questions for the Dwayne Brown Show. And JJ's question to Dwayne, and you don't know this, was what's your best Chris Myers story? Which unleashed a lot of things that I became very curious about, but nobody give me a straight answer. But you clearly have a reputation in the locker room among the players for being this fun-loving sort of a guy. You know, where does that come from?
I think that's come over time. I mean, I've had that my whole life. I deem it, you know, you're at work and this is your career, but on the other hand, you got to have fun. And specifically speaking, I can't speak for any of the professional sports. I have some friends in them, and I ask them how the locker room atmosphere is in them. But specifically the NFL, the two locker rooms I've been in Denver and here, you're not going to get that experience in any other walk of life in terms of job, career, business. If I was sitting in an accounting office, we wouldn't be able to sit there and talk about the things that we do. And the relationships on a football team are like none other. You know more about each other than sometimes your wives know about the guys. So it's something that you definitely are going to miss when you're done. And to be able to soak that up and enjoy it while you have it is the approach that I take. So being able to make guys laugh and have a really, really good time, no matter what the topic is that we're talking about, is what I really focus on. And sometimes I don't take that home to my wife all the time. It's a locker room
thing. I'm exhausted
thing.
On fun. I've but already
she,
had one.
But she knows I'm all over the place when I'm at work.
All right, final question. This weekend you guys are going up to Cleveland. It's going to be cold. It's cold in Houston, but it's going to be colder up there. You used to play in Denver. Is this a big deal to play in cold weather, or does everybody else make it a bigger deal than the players?
I think it's made up to be a bigger deal. Obviously, being in Houston, too, when it's not that cold that often, going and playing in the high 30s is a big deal. But, you know, I think once you get there and you start playing, you get warm. By the time you get back on the sideline, yeah, the guys that aren't dressed out for the games and the coaches may be freezing their butts off, but you're sitting on the sideline on the heaters and you're pretty warm when you're going in and out of the game. So, and it's just X's and O's. And I think those atmospheres create a better football experience. I mean, the most memorable game I've ever played in the NFL in terms of overall football experience was up in Lambeau in 2008. We played the Packers and we ended up winning the game at the end of the game with a field goal by Chris Brown. And I just remember that game being freezing cold. I think at kickoff
was that probably the coldest game that you've played in as a Texan?
Temperature wise, I think so. It was like 7 degrees at kickoff, and the wind chill was minus. And just leaving the stadium, we won the game. Great football win, great team win, and we're on our buses driving home. And it had snowed earlier that day, and we're driving away from Lambeau Field, the mecca of football. And I see a group of kids playing in a little football yard in the snow, tackle football in their backyard. I'm like, there's nothing better than this.
No.
You know, we're leaving after the win. I feel great, and I'm seeing this kind of leaving Lambeau Field. So those experiences you take with you and those stories you're going to tell the rest of your life.
Well, hopefully it'll be the same result in Cleveland when
I
leave there on Sunday.
I think it will be.
All right, best of luck, Chris Myers on Texans Radio. Thanks,
Chris.
Thanks,
not a problem.